Another fascinating aspect is the parallel development of Intergraph SolidEdge and SolidWorks in the late 90s. Both companies saw the massive potential of the more powerful PCs and the Microsoft Windows NT operating system as ways of breaking into the mid-market space where Unix machines were just simply too expensive and cumbersome. They would eventually settle on Parasolid for similar reasons, but their journeys from there reveal starkly different corporate cultures and decision-making processes. SolidEdge, from Asus to Parasolid. Early Intergraph SolidEdge. Early Intergraph SolidEdge. Intergraph initially launched SolidEdge with the Asus Geometric Kernel, developed by Spatial Technology. However, as the product matured, Intergraph's engineering team encountered scalability and adaptability challenges that threatened the platform's future growth. This is how Bill McClure, head of SolidEdge at the time, described the situation to me. Initially, SolidEdge faced significant performance and reliability issues with some of the key functions of the Asus kernel. To address this, I initiated a clandestine Skunkworks project, known only to myself and three other team members. We even rented an apartment to work in secret, away from the office. Our rapid evaluation of Parasolid quickly revealed its superior performance and reliability, solidifying our decision that we needed to switch SolidEdge to Parasolid. While the team continued to work on the Parasolid implementation offsite, I faced a challenging review meeting with the sales management team. The VP of Global Sales was highly concerned about the numerous customer and application engineer complaints regarding SolidEdge's modeling problems. The next day, Jim Medlock, Intergraph CEO, demanded a solution. I revealed our secret project, explaining that our Parasolid implementation showed excellent test results. I emphasized that switching to Parasolid was crucial for our survival in the mechanical CAD market. Jim not only endorsed the move but also suggested we broaden our discussions with Unigraphics to explore a potential joint venture. This pivotal decision ultimately led to the acquisition of Intergraph's mechanical software division by Unigraphics Solutions. This transition occurred before Unigraphics acquired SolidEdge, setting the stage for the product's integration into what would become the Siemens PLM portfolio, a fact that might be surprising to those that assumed falsely that the move to Unigraphics was responsible. SolidWorks, Granite denied, Parasolid adopted. Early screenshot of SolidWorks. Early screenshot of SolidWorks. SolidWorks kernel story reveals the sometimes personal nature of enterprise software decisions. There was initially a prototype built on Asus, but due to similar issues that SolidEdge has seen in their experience, they tested Parasolid as well. SolidWorks also approached PTC's CEO Dick Harrison in 1995 with a request to license PTC's proprietary geometry engine, the same geometric engine powering Pro/Engineer. Harrison declined to commercialize it. Mike Payne told me the story this way. We started SolidWorks using a trial copy of Asus, but it was full of bugs. Can you imagine a graphics kernel at the heart of your code bleeding memory like a stuck pig? I reached out to Dick Harrison, CEO of PTC at the time, and asked him if we could license the code for the geometry engine from Pro/Engineer. He gave me the side eye and said, "But we don't do that, sell the engine, I mean." I countered, "That doesn't mean you can't start doing it now, though." He just stood there and after a beat said, "But we don't have a model for selling it." So, that wasn't going to happen. As it turns out, I had already created libraries in parallel for plugging either Asus or Parasolid into SolidWorks and found that Parasolid fixed most of our bugs and was much faster, so the decision to switch to Parasolid was easy. As time went on, Pro/Engineer would refuse to benchmark against us, so I guess that tells you how it worked out for SolidWorks at the end. Harrison's refusal would prove consequential. PTC never built a model for commercializing their graphics engine because they didn't want to become an OEM for software. They preferred to focus on their core products and offer APIs for partners and customers to build on top of them, see the PTC Granite chapter above. Faced with this rejection by Dick to license the PTC graphics engine, SolidWorks signed a contract with Chuck Gridstaff at Unigraphics and adopted Parasolid, joining what would become a growing ecosystem of Parasolid-powered applications. Author's note: when I was working on this article and gathering these testimonials, it turns out that although Mike and Bill knew each other, they had no idea that each had struggled with similar Asus problems, bugs and performance issues, and reached the same conclusion. They went to talk to Tony Afuso and settled on Parasolid. Both were surprised and amused when we talked about it. It is a small, weird world, the CAD/PLM world, for sure. 2025 update, the pattern continues. In the opening months of 2025, ANSYS migrated SpaceClaim, originally developed by Mike Payne in 2005 and acquired by ANSYS in 2014, to the Parasolid kernel, following in the footsteps of SolidWorks and SolidEdge and moving away from ASUS for improved robustness and interoperability. The product has since been rebranded as ANSYS Discovery. The Great Divergence, Sales Strategy as Destiny. While both products shared similar technical foundations and target markets and released within a few months of each other, their sales strategies created vastly different trajectories. This divergence would ultimately determine which company would capture the larger share of the exploding mid-market CAD opportunity. SolidWorks made a bet that would define its success, a channel-centric sales model. Rather than building a large direct sales force, the company partnered with regional resellers who could provide local support and relationships. This strategy proved remarkably effective, enabling rapid geographic expansion and customer acquisition at a fraction of the cost of direct sales. The results were spectacular. SolidWorks' growth rate outpaced SolidEdge, establishing market momentum that would prove difficult to reverse. By 1997, just a few years after launch, SolidWorks had attracted the attention of Dassault Systèmes, which acquired the company in a deal that would transform both organizations. In contrast, SolidEdge used a traditional direct sales model and a smaller channel model and never achieved the explosive growth that SolidWorks experienced. Its acquisition by Unigraphics, later acquired by Siemens, positioned the product within a comprehensive PLM portfolio. While it never achieved SolidWorks' market dominance, SolidEdge found its niche as part of Siemens' broader industrial software strategy, particularly in manufacturing and engineering workflows.